United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
World's over. You know, I could turn the radio on. I have not turned the radio on. Sorry, guys.
They were getting ready to tell you about it because they did me yesterday.
Sorry about that.
We hadn't even started. Say, what's up with the sound?
She's going to become a political rainmaker. I mean, especially when it. But I just think that she could have.
A rainmaker or a kingmaker?
Right, it's the same thing.
Okay, rainmaker is a little bit different, I think. But anyway,
it's
I know what you mean. We're good with it.
There's a book called Rainmaker. You got to read it. It's the same thing. But the thing is the question is you know, is she going? I just think she could have quit differently. She could have. I would not have allowed them to exploit me and to do me like they did me on that platform. And I would not have allowed them to throw the if I didn't do it. I would not have allowed them to put a spin on me at the end of the campaign the way they did.
Okay.
Because that was just wrong.
I hear you. But here's the thing. You have the party right now either fending off an attack from the progressives or not knowing how to handle it because, you know, mostly Republicans have been more or less the people that turn the other cheek, and they don't say nothing when they get attacked. They just they must think that Jesus never said a mumbling word, you know, and then they're into a cross. I mean, he never fought the cross or anything like that. So my point was they just allow the left to just beat them mercilessly.
This is not all about the left.
Okay.
See, this is my problem. This was not all about the left.
I think it's all about the left.
No, because, see...
The right turned on her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that was the factions.
So the question is, why did the right turn and the left swing and nobody stand up to defend her? Because she was a woman.
Same reason why nobody defended George Bush.
Speaking of George Bush, today...
Uh-huh.
The number is 347-945-5229. It's really an open mic today because I don't see us going nowhere special. Today is the 10th anniversary of Shock and Awe.
Yeah.
And I watch Joe Scarborough in the morning. I watch Morning Joe.
I'm sorry. But go ahead.
No, seriously. I watch Morning Joe, and I watch Morning Joe for a couple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I like the format.
Yeah, okay.
Of Morning Joe. And if you listen to our show is a lot formatted like it because I ain't going to lie. I steal.
Go ahead. There's nothing wrong
with
you.
And so I like the format of how he has people come in and out.
The government does it all the time.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Right, I'm just following everybody else's
life. Right, right.
I like the format of Morning Joe. But this morning I watched them take George Bush back out of the bag.
Oh, yeah. And
back over him again, and never say a mumbling word. And then we need to do another show on, I did not realize how many veterans we have that have been waiting almost 1,000 days to get benefits.
Oh, yeah.
Current veterans of the wars, of Afghanistan and the Iraqi wars.
Uh-huh. Yep.
How do you wait 1,000 days?
Easy. The government doesn't move for you.
No, Jeff. And they tell me it's on paper. It's not digital.
Who's been doing it? I'm trying to tell you. I went through so much, you know, with my father over these past couple of years. And
but your dad's been out the war since 1999. He in 18 he fought in the American Revolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about the kids just came out the war last
year? But I'm saying the system is terrible.
So how are they gonna take care of my health?
They ain't going to be able to take care of your health. You're in trouble. Listen, that's why I got all those DVDs of House ready to go. I'm going to make money doing this thing, buddy, because I'm going to sell all these things of House so you can you can self-diagnose, you know, because I'm going to make me some money.
Yeah, seriously. They, I was saying about Morning Joe, they really did. I remember Shock and Awe.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the woman from Georgia, or was she from Texas? Was it Jackson Lee? Who was it? She was a black girl. And she said that it was too emotional and everybody needed to slow down after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, she was being non-patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
And then they voted her out of office because she was a non-patriotic person. Who was that woman? I don't know. It wasn't Sheila Jackson Lee, was it?
Oh, I don't remember.
Because everybody voted to give the president an automatic declaration of war if he chose to go in at any time. If I'm not mistaken, and maybe you can correct me, the president just can't go to war just because he feels like it. He can't wake up in the morning. He's got to go to Congress.
And get permission to go to war,
if I'm not mistaken, and to get the funding. Mm-hmm. That's how it works, right?
Right.
So tell me, why is it that we blame it all on the man and not on the Congress, who's supposed to do the due diligence, who did the hearings afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
When we clearly look at the information that was given, because if you look at it, which is online, the information that they had, anyone in their right mind would have said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And we know he's crazy.
Yep. And even Clintons, somebody brought that up today, that the Clintons, even the Clintons were saying that he had them when he was president.
And so we knew this.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it here 10 years from today? There were 57 killings this morning, I believe, over in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
with car bombs. We've come out of Iraq. I don't think we finished the job. And we don't understand why we didn't win or lose the war.
Right. Exactly.
But we're going to blame Bush and no one else.
Right.
Because they say he was a renegade and he went over there and he didn't ask for anybody else's help.
Go ahead.
That's what they said.
Yeah, that's what they said.
So we fought for a whole 2 hours, and then they looped it again and did it for another 2 hours. I'm serious.
I know.
I started watching TV at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, I woke up at 6 myself.
So I watched from 6 to 8, and then at 8 o'clock they looped it again
mm-hmm.
to throw Bush back under the bus and roll him back over him again.
Right.
So did we miss something?
His family.
Yeah.
Did we miss my break? That's what we miss.
We always miss our break.
But my question is, mm-hmm. I don't understand, Jeff. And you're playing with Facebook. I know you are.
No.
So tell me.
So I'm saying, listen, these people are going to continue this drone because they possibly think that the Republicans are climbing a little bit out of their butt whipping they got in November, which they should not have got their butt whipped. It's their own fault they got their butt whipped because of who they chose to run for president.
Jeff, no, wait a minute, hold on. Did they choose them or did the people choose them?
No, they chose them because they made sure that nobody else got the money to mount up a campaign as big as the one.
Now, come on. And
here you go. You got a man that you know evangelicals don't want to vote for, first of all, because he's a pagan, because he believes in Mormonism, and Mormonism's beliefs are all steeped in paganism. Now, even to where they think that they're from, they're from a star in the constellation Sirius. That goes for them. That goes for the ancient Cometans. That goes for many of the other angel-given cults. That's what they're doing. And so therefore, they're not going to vote for him. It's against the principle of a Christian, and especially of a religious Christian that may not necessarily be, you know, up on everything, but they're going to stand by their conviction on that one because that's what they have to go for them. Now, I can look at it and say like this. Well, we got a guy in the White House that's signing laws to kill babies. I can't go with that. And so I got to vote against that one way or another. So that's how I think about it. I know he's a pagan. I didn't like him as a choice. Okay, but the thing is he's a smart man. He made hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, and he can run the country and maybe bring us sound again so that we can really be a country. But when you start going down this slippery slope of all the doggone social changes that we're going through, where we're getting ready to legalize homosexual marriage.
Don't go that far. Wait, slow down. We're going
to okay, yeah, but
don't go there because
but it all fits.
No, because that goes back to what you're talking about, the Republican Party again.
Okay.
And you talked about war. And we talked about
listen.
The war. Because, see, my question is, the reason I believe
mm-hmm.
the reason why we are not advancing as we should as a country
mm-hmm.
is because we're amoral.
Absolutely. No country has ever stayed in power being amoral.
I'm serious, Jeff.
China is fastly becoming a Christianized population. And see, that's something we don't know, and we're not understanding. They have 1 million missionaries ready to go out across the world right now.
And I'm going to say this: when you say Christianized, I will say this: God did not look at the, because I look at Nebuchadnezzar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to do what I do,
mm-hmm.
but you got to let my people do what they do.
Sure.
When I look at Pharaoh. You know, he told Pharaoh, let my people out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into Passover right now. Let my people out. And I'm going to do this better than the Bible. Because right now that little Bible picture, y'all need to turn that off.
I didn't watch it again, but I heard there was a couple good things on it, but I don't know what they were.
No, we'll come back in a minute. We'll come back to the Bible. But let me go back to my little story about when we go. Hey, the number is 347-955-5229. Let me go back to the Bible. Now, see, Pharaoh. He told Moses to go in and let my people out so they can worship me.
Right. Right.
See, they get ready to clamp down.
Right.
On the people that believe in the Bible and America. And you think it's going to be okay, but I got news for y'all. I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you it's just going to be messed up. It is. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Y'all need to listen to us. We're right today.
Right.
Me and Jeff don't agree. But I'm telling y'all, they get ready to jack this little country that we know of, the United States of America, up. And if you don't wake up and stand up, and if the church don't get
if the church doesn't get up, they're going to be mad in a minute.
Something, and I'm not going to differentiate between the churches today, but I just want y'all to know, until y'all come together as one,
mm-hmm.
hello, and quit being stupid out there, we're going to be really messed up.
I agree with you.
On the side of my break.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Stable barbecue sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Stable barbecue sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Stable barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Stable barbecue sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A Youngstown man has pleaded guilty to severely beating his girlfriend last year. 32-year-old Michael Cohn could face an 18-year prison sentence for felonious assault and kidnapping. The victim was 31 at the time of the attack. Cohn is scheduled for sentencing on April 17th. One person is dead after a fiery crash on U.S. Route 224 in Ellsworth. Officials say an SUV and a pickup crashed head-on at about 8:30 yesterday morning. An investigator says the SUV went out of control after hitting some slush. The pickup driver, Jeffrey Huss of Sugar Creek, has non-life-threatening injuries. The person who died has not been identified. Two teenage girls have been arrested in connection with the rape case in Steubenville. Two football players were convicted of rape on Sunday. The girls are charged with misdemeanor aggravated menacing for threatening the victim on social media websites. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. Y'all have to understand, I have issues. I haven't been feeling well, so this is
You needed the soggy bottom boys to lift your spirit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I am a man.
Why the hell, they ain't even old-timing. Look, I happen to know, ladies and gentlemen, that this band...
I have to. I just. I am a. I'm a Soggy Bottom boy. I'm a fan. I know Clooney is a liberal, but I'm a fan. Yeah, it is what it is. Listen, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And Jeff and I are here in studio. We want you to call in. It's open mic today. The number is 347-945-5229. And I am concerned about America. We are amoral. We're going into wars.
Right.
Our country is spinning sideways. It's getting ready to flip upside down.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about our young men down in Steubenville who were convicted of rape on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Piers Morgan last night try to throw attorney Walter Madison under the bus because he was defending his client,
mm-hmm.
as he's supposed to, because in a law, they try these young men as juveniles. What's going to happen is these young men are going to have a record. They're going to have to actually file as a
sex offender
for mm-hmm. the rest of their life.
That's going to get thrown out.
But no, I'm not. No, wait, we got to understand this. They're not the only ones. This happens to just be a rape case that's public.
Yeah, but cannot follow them being juveniles into their adult life.
Hold on, Jeff.
Hold on.
We think it will be.
Mm-hmm.
He's going. But they were trying to say that he should not be. I'm just going by what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That he should not even appeal this because he actually raped the little girl. Now let me say this to you guys. And let's get this straight. You can't have as much booty shaking, shake mama rumping, kid targeting glee. What?
No, go ahead.
Now, seriously, Jeff, have you heard Beyonce's new one?
Yes.
The one that came out yesterday?
No.
Oh, I have to play it for you. I can say it.
I just thought about that.
I'm going to play it for you. You can't have this. The president, his wife comes out and says that she believes that if she could be anyone else, she wants her daughters to be like Beyonce. Beyonce sings a national anthem. She shakes her stuff all over in a S&M suit all over the Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know young boys is young boys. That one, all of them were under 21 and all of them were drunk.
Yep, including the girl.
The girl was so drunk she didn't even know she had something until she watched it on YouTube.
There you go.
So we convict these little boys of rape.
Yeah, they did it, but
they did it.
Yeah,
but Jeff. Now I want you to be honest with me. I'm gonna take your phone. Be honest with me. Look at me.
Uh-huh.
Look me in the eye.
Go ahead.
16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
Tell me. Y'all got that under control.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jeff.
Sure, you do.
At your 16. Now, you got girls. Now, don't get me wrong. Listen to what I'm saying.
I broke up two situations like that.
But
one when I was 16.
Okay.
Okay?
But I'm not talking.
So I'm trying to tell you that it's not something. It's just their mind. The callousness of the people's minds right now.
But look at where they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even tell them to say no in the TV. I mean, we teach them. No means yes, and yes means no. We start kids on sex at two.
Well, I realize that, but that doesn't mean that they can just take somebody else's without asking.
Women, did they take it, or did she give it and didn't realize that she gave it because she was too drunk to consent?
Well, they took it. You're smart enough to know, because they were ridiculing her as they did whatever. I'm not for that.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not for it. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But all things being equal, there's more to the story than meets the eye.
I'm sure. Uh-huh.
All the way around.
Okay.
Because she should be reprimanded, and everyone at that party should be reprimanded for being drunk in it. And there's more than meets the eye.
Well, the Attorney General is going to look into that. He's putting a special panel together to look into that because a lot of the people in the area don't want to talk. And so it's sort of like a civil rights investigation getting ready to happen there. So
the rights of what?
Civil rights.
What do you mean civil rights?
Well, the civil rights investigation is going
to. Who brought the alcohol to the party?
That's what they have to find out. Nobody's talking.
So we're going to throw these two kids.
Well, they were unfortunately caught on camera.
Because
because somebody was goofy enough to put it on YouTube.
They put it on YouTube.
Well, but the thing is I think that's a good thing because people need to know you can't do that no more. You can't do stuff like that.
You can't do – but listen, but we're breeding a climate of it.
Oh, no doubt about that.
You can't – I mean, how do you arrest something when it's spiritual in nature? You're telling everybody if it feels good, do it. You put it every – you can't watch TV –
Listen.
Trying to sell a Wendy's hamburger and she was sliding all over a car. What does her sliding all over a car got to do with a hamburger?
Wendy's hamburgers make you sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sexy and I know it.
No. That's the M&M's commercial.
Yeah, I know. That's M&M's. That's right.
They can't sell pussy. They talking about M&M's being naked.
What? Only you. They went. That's the one thing said to the other one, the brown one.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And then we want young men to say, okay, you know, she didn't do this. We don't know the conversation. I'm sorry. And maybe I'm wrong. And I've been wrong. I just think that we need. And you can't give a kid a record for the rest of their life of being stupid.
Right.
They have a hard enough time being stupid and living life.
Right.
So how are we going to do this?
You're going to have to change the dynamic of society. But think about this. If you believe in the Bible and you believe in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah, and one other city that was spared because Lot went to it, they were legalized, forcible, homosexual rape. They legalized it. That's the history of that situation. And that's why when the two angels came to Lot's house, they tried to break into the house to try to rape these men that had come to visit because they were strangers and they were new and fresh meat. So now, if we were at that degradation point some time ago, we can get there again now, and that's what we're doing. And Beyonce is about, I mean, she's a not-so-smart chick. I mean, she's a nice girl, you know, per se, very, very talented, but not so smart. And she sounds like she's not so smart on top of that. And so, you know, thank God she got a Jay-Z who's not so smart, but he's business savvy enough to know how to build an empire like he did.
Jeff,
but he's still not the top.
Jeff.
Yeah.
These people, we have issues. I'm serious, Jeff. This is really, really serious. We have issues here in America. We're at war. We just come out of war. We have not won a war since we have legalized abortions in America.
Mm-hmm.
We are headed into a place, and my question to you is, and the reason why I slowed you down in the first segment,
yeah,
I want to know, where is the Republican Party going to do with the evangelicals when they start coming out for same-sex marriage?
When they start doing that, they're going to lose us. And I say us because I'm an evangelical. I am not going to vote for people that are going to purport that. I just will have nobody to vote for.
I'm serious.
I'm serious too. I mean, you know, that changes my view. Period. Because they are no longer the party of Lincoln. They are no longer the party of freedom. They're going to be the a party of decadence, and just to see who can be the most decadent. Or decadent light. Let's say it like that. That you cannot win this race by doing that. How you win the race is you have some principles that you stick to, and you stick to them. If you lose a cycle or two, just like you just did trying to blend in, then it's worth it because at least you went out on principle. But sooner or later you win again. Because people are not going to be wanting to hear this decadence once it ravages our society like it's going to do and like it's doing already. Does that make sense?
That's what you're saying, but that's not what we're selling. We're selling decadence. Listen, Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken,
when Katrina blew into town,
mm-hmm.
it blew in the same week that they were supposed to have the decadence going down Bourbon Street.
1 year before Katrina hit, you had a group of radical homosexuals going to a Catholic church, perform sex acts and all types of lewd behavior on the altar, on the up where you know the priest and all of them do the things they do, and they just completely just dog the church, and they said on a newscast, and I had this newscast in my Facebook archive, and it's they said, nothing's going to stop us from coming back here and doing this again next year. We'll be back on the same day until people get our message. All those folks were back in that city when that storm hit. Now, I don't know if any of them died in that storm. I don't think they did. But the thing is God lets you know what you don't do.
So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
The new candidate running for 2016. Hillary Clinton came out yesterday her YouTube video saying that she is now evolved.
Yeah, she's evolved.
She's now everybody's evolving now. We got an evolution going on because everybody's evolving now. The folks went from monkeys to men. Now we're going from monkeys to men to where we don't produce anymore. So everybody's evolving.
Mm-hmm.
To where now same-sex marriage. And they don't want same-sex unions. They want same-sex marriage. They don't want civil contracts.
Mm-hmm.
We had Rob Portman come out, who's here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And his son said he was gay, and now he has a clear understanding about this, and he says he...
So now, if he runs for what, am I going to vote for being able
I mean,
to vote
how...
For
what are they going to do with... Because remember, we saw the evangelicals sit out
mm-hmm.
this past election.
Mm-hmm.
Both Democrat and you have to understand there are Democrat and Republican
evangelicals. Yeah.
They did not address them and they sat out.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen in 2016?
Okay.
And is there going to be a Republican Party as we know it? Are they going to be able to stay into one place?
Mm-hmm. Now what are you doing?
I'm reading.
All right, get back to you what you're doing.
I'm reading. I'm reading.
What happened? We went out. No, I think my volume control just acted up.
But I'm just trying to figure this out. I mean, seriously, are they going to be able to survive it?
No, not right now because they've gone too far down.
I mean, how can you
see? I, as much as I like Karl Rove, and you know some of the stuff he did, right now, I think that he's barking up the wrong tree because I believe that, you know, he's part of the cabal that we don't need, you know, in America. I like Karl Rove. I think that that's no good. I think that we have to remain to our principles of conservatism, our principles of basic Christianity, just so it can be well with us in the earth. People don't realize that they think we're crazy when we talk like this, Trace. You know that. They think we're crazy.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah. So the,
they told me we're too far right.
We're way
far right.
We're radicals.
I found that out.
That's what they do.
I'm telling you, I was watching CPAC because, you know, you only get snippets of it. I'm saying we're way, 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 way far right.
It ain't radical.
I didn't know I was way far right.
Yeah, I didn't know I was way too far right either.
I used to not be way far right.
No, it used to be the norm in this country because when this country was great, it was great because of principles that we were built upon. I didn't say everything that was made in this country was made right and that there was fairness and equity for all. No, it wasn't. But we corrected a lot of our rights. But you can never correct somebody's heart. And so the only way they can correct their heart is to get it together with God and be right. Okay, that's how you get peace. There is no peace. The heathen are raging. Okay, the unbelievers, they're raging against anybody that says anything about a standard from the Bible, a spiritual standard that have stood the test of time. Why are we going through this, Trace?
I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
I want y'all to hear this.
Yeah.
The number is 347-945-5229. I want y'all to hear this is why. And we don't think there's anything wrong with things, and I don't think it's going to come in that way. But this is the problem. This is Jeff. You're a musical expert.
Well, I see who it is, but that's...
H-H-Town,
bishop. I'm so proud.
Bow down, bishop. The number is 347-945-5229.
Sasha
Fierce.
That's Sasha Fierce. Now, Sasha Fierce is her alter ego that she created, and she says she actually came in contact with this thing, and it possesses her. And she looks at what she's done on the video and says, "Who is that girl on the video? I would never do anything like this." She said she feels her take over her body.
But hold on, Jeff. Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, this is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
We think this is okay.
Yeah, we do. We accept it. And every inner city, where the pull behind people are, will have that plan. Bow down bees, bow down bees.
And it's bees, but it's B-I-S-H-E-S, bishes. B-I-S-H-E-S.
Oh, so that's how
word.
To clean it up.
It's a new word. It's like Ja. Hello, 234, your mic is on.
Hey, just giving a call, Trace. It's good to hear from you today. I didn't know you was kind of under the weather like you were right there. Hope you're, you know, feeling
better.
I'm better
now.
Good.
What you got to say about your girl?
Well, you know, I'm just going say quickly, you know, in general and stuff, me and, you know, Jeff, you know, was talking and stuff yesterday and Ben and stuff there, you know, and my thing totally against this, you know, gay thing in general. And I just want to be one, maybe not the first one, but definitely I want to say to you all that as far as Hillary Clinton, I used to like her a lot. But due to the fact that she believes in this gay movement and stuff, I'm done with her. I wash my hands of her.
Oh, please, you should have been done with her when her husband was going around. Huh?
Yeah, take what we can get.
All right.
Take what we can get. Reg, I'm with you, okay? Take what we can get. Jeff said you should have been done with a long time ago.
Reg Cosby.
Take what we can get.
You should have been done with her when her husband was up there talking about 4 years, a few years ago, Obama would have been bringing us coffee.
Well, I
should have been done with the Clintons, just like y'all want to say, stay out the bushes.
That's how vicious.
Yeah. You know what, Jeff? You got a pretty good point right there. And now don't let me, you know, get this twisted. I definitely was upset over what he said, but then I had to pat him on his back due to the fact that during the election and stuff, you know, when he spoke in behalf of Obama, because to me, and I still hold, I think what he said was a turnover for Obama. I mean, that's my personal opinion. I do. Really do.
Do. It was partially, but that was partially. But when he won the caucuses up in
Iowa,
that's when it changed. That's when black people saw white people, and I should say it's on one side. When black people saw that white people would vote for this man, they felt it was all right for them to vote for him.
But see,
and they got all behind him.
But see, it shifted. It shifted past that. It shifted when it came down south. North Carolina? I think it was North Carolina. I think one of them down south. When that thing swung and slapped Hillary in the mouth, she said, "Oh, my God, I'm in a race." It was almost like Jay Williams and Bob Hagan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
On a local basis, that was two mayoral candidates.
Yeah,
I'm serious. It's like, oh my God, I'm running. I got a race.
Yeah.
But I haven't. I'm serious. This is. I don't know where African Americans are going to stand with this, and I don't know where the African American church is going to stand with this because I hear absolutely nothing coming from them.
That's a very good Trey. That's a very good bring up.
And,
right,
you know,
here.
Beyonce, you know, people still hugging Beyonce and got their arm around talking about she's such a great Christian little girl. My question is, when they, I wouldn't be able to get away with that.
Well, Beyonce, you know, I mean, she's the thing of now. When I was listening to what you and Jeff were saying in general about, you know, I don't know a lot about Beyonce. I mean, she looks all right. She gets up there and wiggles and all that stuff. But it reminds me of the same thing. Jeff, when we were coming up and stuff, when we had Ike Tina Turner. Ike Tina Turner did the same thing. She just wasn't in politics.
No. See, no, Reg. Ike and Tina Turner did something, but you have to realize Ike and Tina Turner, Tina never slid across the floor in S&M guard. And later,
yeah.
No, she didn't. I mean, because it was not the time. That, I mean,
yeah.
She pushed the limit.
But it was an incremental. It was an incremental come, yeah.
But this, I mean, this has gone entirely just too far. You know, what we are calling, I mean, if you can do what you want to do, you can live how you want to live, but what I call right and wrong should make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Right, I agree. You're right.
Shacking up is wrong even if you do it.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Right. Fornication is wrong even if you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So go, and I go back to Steubenville. How are we going to tell these young boys that it's wrong when everybody's doing it?
That's
no
a
doubt.
Very good point. Yeah.
You know, this is
point.
Not the era of do as I say and not as I do. This is just everybody needs to do the right thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, when you look at everything you just said, Trace, and we go back to what we're talking about as far as these gay rights and stuff like that, I mean, I find something very funny. I think Jeff brought it up yesterday. You know, they talk about, well, it should be all right for, you know, this gay stuff going on and stuff like that. But yet, you're not allowed to have one or two wives. That's against the law. So now what's going on?
It's
on its way.
Oh.
And so is women. There's a priest out that was a part of the Cardinals that just chose a new pope who down in South Africa said that pedophilia is a disease. It doesn't need to be criminally charged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check that out. And that's what they're going to do. And pretty soon it's going to be okay under certain circumstances for you to have a little kid as your mate. They're going to justify it one way or another.
Yeah.
It's not plausible to us now because guess what? We didn't see plausibility of homosexuals coming out talking about getting married 40 years
ago. Right.
40 years
You're
ago,
right.
Jeff? 10 years ago.
10 years ago, I could see it.
No, because remember, it was a referendum that was on the ballot when George Bush was running in 2004. Here we are 9 years later. It went down in Ohio that you have to, that we classified marriage as a marriage between
DOMA.
Male,
right.
Not DOMA.
You're right.
For the Constitution. And remember, George Bush took it over the top.
Yes, he did.
Across the country because of it.
And what do you think from both sides? The Republicans do not.
I was just going to say, not cutting you short there. Get a chance. Bring that back what you said a few times now and then, because I believe exactly what you said, that no society can exist with this type of acting within the society, man. And I certainly believe what you said. I believe that. I do. I believe that the United States, this country right here, If it would ever go down, I mean, we might not be here to see it, but if it ever would go down, it wouldn't be from outside invasion. It would be from within. That, I believe that. I do.
It will be, and you know, there's one of the other great inventors that made that statement. He says it won't be the people from outside the country that destroy it. It'll be the people inside that destroy it from within.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Hold on, Reg. Local call, your mic is on.
Yes. Are you familiar with Washington State? And they have a sex farm in Washington State because they've legalized the sex of animals.
Where?
Oh, no. That's rough. Okay. I can't believe that one.
No, where?
Washington.
I hope not.
A man was killed by a stallion. So
he was killed by one.
A stallion, yes. Because he was having sex with a stallion. And I want to go back to Obama for a minute, too.
Hey, can you hold on for just a second? Let me take my break. I'm at the top of the hour, and I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600.
Wow.
The number's 347-945-5229. I'll be right back.
Challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming. But turning
out a deadly school shooting. Today, an Ohio teenager learned he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. But his behavior left the court bewildered and some downright angry.
TJ Lane showed up to his sentencing in a T-shirt with the word killer written in black marker. He smirked, gave this obscene statement, then stuck his middle finger in the face of victims' relatives.
You're really lucky there's so many police in this room right now. You can smile all you want.
When the judge handed down a life sentence, Lane chuckled. He admitted he shot and killed three students last February at Chardon High School near Cleveland, but investigators have said he told them he didn't know why. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
The Marines is investigating a training accident last night in the Nevada desert, which killed seven members of the Corps and injured several others. Happened when a mortar exploded unexpectedly.
Why an explosion that was not intended to go off occurred, and obviously these Marines were in a training environment, did not expect this round to go off, and so something went very, very wrong.
Former Marine Colonel Stephen Ganyard, now an ABC News consultant. The training accident occurs on the eve of the 10th anniversary of the Iraq War. Today, a wave of bombings tore through Baghdad, killing at least 56 people and wounding more than 200. More gains for the housing industry to build upon.
Builders started work on more new homes and apartments last month than at any time over the past 4.5 years. The Commerce Department also reports a rise in housing permits for future construction, up more than 4.5%. But as always with housing, there are plenty of local and regional differences. Building starts jumped in the Midwest and Northeast, but fell in much of the South and West.
ABC's Richard Davies. President Obama welcomed Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny to the White House and donned a green tie for the event. The Dow is down 41 points. NASDAQ is down 19. This is ABC News.
This is the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. What steps did you take?
Well, the first thing I did in my particular case was to report it to the management of the company. I went to them directly. And then when they failed to act, I contacted the BSA, went to their website, reviewed everything, and then made a confidential report.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Mom, I had the best dream!
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association may have to rethink their recommendations for kids and their milk drinking habits.
Skim milk may be a waste of time and taste. Researchers found it does nothing to reduce childhood obesity. Nutrition experts have long recommended that after age 2, all children should switch from whole milk to skim or low fat. But a new study finds toddlers who complied were no less likely to be overweight. Scientists suspect it's because whole milk makes kids feel fuller, so they eat and drink less.
ABC's Karen Chase. A bankruptcy judge has approved the sale of Twinkies to a pair of investment firms. Hostess Brands is selling the spongy yellow cakes along with other snacks like Ding Dongs and Ho-Hos to Apollo Global Management and Metropolis and Company for $410 million. Metropolis owns Pabst Beer and says it wants to have the cakes back on store shelves by this summer. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email?
Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with upgrades delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal: ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Dover's on the line, and I believe no one's in the chat room.
Dover,
Ohio.
Oh.
Mr. Dover.
All right.
The number is 347 again, 945-5229, and I did look up the Washington and the bestiality. It wasn't legal. What it was that there was a millionaire who was an ex-drug offender who went to Washington up by southern Canada,
uh-huh,
and northern Washington, and he did start a bestiality farm.
Okay.
For the pleasure of animals and people to go and
who hack. The heck?
I just want to clarify that a little bit, because I did look it up. I was reading that on the break.
Wow.
And this was 2000. This is April 10th, 2010. See what I'm saying?
And listen, the horse killed the man.
And the horse killed the man. You know, the horse had a heart attack.
No, it was a stallion, so that means I don't think the horse was getting serviced. I think the horse was doing the service.
I don't know who the horse was. I don't know.
Listen,
all I know is ponies.
Hey.
They go around in circles at the horse.
Wilbur.
Mr. Ed, you know.
Hello.
No,
I'm Mr. Ed.
Hey, Mr. Dover. How you doing, darling?
Okay.
I'd never looked that up.
I'm glad you looked it up.
Wow.
Okay, I want to go back.
Okay, go back.
To Obama.
Okay.
And he bypassed Congress and went into Libya under UN orders.
Yes, he
did. Which is another impeachable offense by this person. And I, if you get a chance, go to Steve Voss' music and get the song "Come and Get It," and it's not dirty. And then get,
okay.
And then get "America the Beautiful" by Ray Charles. I just love it.
You got America. It. No, who's Steve Voss?
Who's Steve Voss?
Yeah, who's Steve Voss?
He just sang. He's a recorder, a recording artist too.
Okay.
But get them a song, "Come and Get It."
All right, hold on.
And
is
all
that
about,
the? That back in the '60s?
Huh?
That back in the '60s?
No, it's recently.
Oh.
And he's talking about a cannon that we stole from the Mexicans. And then he told, so it goes along that line. So get that. It's on YouTube, too. They could tell me.
And he said, it's Steve Voss?
Steve Voss, and "Come and Get It."
All right. Well, we'll see about that.
Okay. You have a great day now.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm just amazed, Jeff. I am. I just got. I'm amazed that somebody actually started a farm for bestiality. I'm really. I mean, that's taking me right now. You know, that's just a bestiality farm.
Yeah.
Bestiality farm, Tracy.
Yeah, a sex farm. Yeah.
So the joke that says, "That's not a crazy man, that's my dad." It's real.
The number, and we'll go anywhere. I'm just really amazed by what is going on in our society. And as I, between Facebook, and Facebook will keep you up on some stuff that you never thought you would be kept up on. Because, people just are everywhere. And, you got priests and you got, now they want to know, can women be priests? I'm serious.
I'm sorry.
I mean, don't go there. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just confused. I'm just confused. And I just, folks, to just, can we all just get along? We're Rodney King when you're needy.
Well, he's gone from the hotline.
Yeah, he is. There are a lot of folks gone.
They're gone.
He's gone.
Oh,
local call, your mic is on.
Yes, I wanted to ask Tracy a question.
Yes, sir.
How far do you drive to church every Sunday?
I drive a little ways. I drive a little ways. I drive.
How long does it take you to get there?
About 3.5 hours.
About how long?
About 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
But it's a good church. It's a good church. And, when you find a – you gotta go where you get fed. And I don't get there every Sunday. I wish I did. It just caught between the weather and cost and the gas going up and down, it just costs too much. But that is my home church, and that is where I am affiliated with. And it is a wonderful place. They called me over the weekend to make sure I was all right. So they miss me when I'm not there. But there is it's worth it.
And I had to ask you that question.
Why did you have to ask me that?
I had to know that.
Why? Who Jeff,
heard
did you put?
I was talking about driving to Michigan. From Youngstown to Michigan, I knew it was a fur piece.
Yes, sir.
So it just was amazing to me.
I go to church in Detroit. I go to Perfecting Church, and my pastor is Marvin L. Winans. And it's a phenomenal church. And I wish we had something like it here. That was close to it. Not based on personality, just based on when you go to church on Sundays, you really don't want surprises. You really want to you want to get something, you want to give something, and you want to be a part of something. And I think if when you go there, that's what you need to get. And you've got
the name of the church again, please?
It's called Perfecting. Perfecting.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Now listen, Jeff, how much does it cost to have an Easter egg hunt?
Too much for the president this spring during the sequestration. Him and his family are going to be out there all alone
No. Probably with the little eggs all around.
No.
And a picture that says.
Now, Jeff, they said, how much does it cost to print up? Because they didn't call me for printing. Cause I know they paid a pretty penny for the tickets that said that it may be closed due to sequestration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So can you tell me how much, and all of, 435 people?
Yeah.
Part of Congress? And all of them get 5 tickets.
Yeah.
Plus a guest of the president.
One of Cheryl's little cousins went to the Christmas party, so.
So now, yeah, now yeah. So that's 535, plus the president's guest. Come on now. How much does a dozen eggs cost? $3? I'm quite sure they can get a bulk rate.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up with it? No, seriously, I've been to the White House. I'm serious. Y'all better call in because I'm going to stay here for a minute. And I'm not a bunny rabbit girl, and I don't do Easter bunnies at Easter. But I just want to know, it's been 135 years, and we've always had the Easter egg toss or whatever, the roll or the fine
mm-hmm.
on the White House lawn. So, and you got to have a license to get in.
Right.
Or some kind of.
Yeah, you got to show ID to get in. That's a good one, too.
You got to show an ID to get in. Got to show an ID to get in. So tell me, how much does it cost to take people on a tour of the White House?
It takes more money than they want to spend. And not only that, you had two news people, both off of Fox, said that we'll pay for the next 2 weeks of, the visit.
Especially during spring break.
Right, but of course, they turned them down.
And
they didn't go.
And I heard something the other day, and I want people to listen in as I say this. When we talk about bigger government means jobs that are shut out from average everyday people. Smaller government means the money goes outside where you get the jobs and people who are part of the infrastructure don't get them.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, the majority of people who work for the federal government, they know someone.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't – if you really think that you go online and put your name down and they just randomly pick it because you are such a great person on your resume, that's normally not how you get a federal job.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get one of those jobs that way, that means you are a PSA and not getting a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get an appointment from a federal job, you knew something, you did something, or you were a part of somebody's campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I getting this right?
Yeah.
Including the people who take you on the bunny rides at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me. I'm changing the subject again. I understand that they spent $1 billion last year with the president and his wife.
Oh yeah.
I'm serious. I'm just y'all won't call in. I don't know where everybody is, so I'm just talking. And Jeff is over there doing something, and
no,
I know I'm gonna get him when I get up there.
We're gonna get real nice.
No,
in a minute.
Cause you over there doing something. Local, call your mic is on.
Okay. What better way to get rid of Easter and Christmas, and from a Muslim president. And I think that's what's really going on. So that's my opinion of it.
No.
And this is my third call. Bye-bye now.
Love you. Bye-bye. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I mean, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I got a question for you. You have to have an ID and everything for the Easter egg hunt, or whatever.
Yes.
But you can walk across the border and get government benefits and an
don't
education
have to say
without an ID.
No ID.
With no ID.
That's what's wrong with that. I don't understand. I mean, as a matter of fact, I'll give you tickets to, you know, something here at the station and you got to have an ID again.
I know. There's somewhere I've lost with this logic. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
What? You don't understand? Listen, you got to have an ID. You got to have an ID to go to the White House. I promise you, if the parents show up at the gate and say they lost their ID, their kids will be standing outside looking crazy.
Uh-huh.
Cute as can be.
Yeah.
But
you can go
you can
vote.
Walk across the border in Arizona with no ID, and you're going to get government benefits. That's
absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here you go. Isn't that lovely?
I'm just bringing stuff up to just because Jeff won't talk to me. He's over there pecking
on Facebook. I know.
Looking
up here. I'm trying to find our folks on.
And thank you for calling in because, you know, I love you.
Where's our chat room at today?
I don't know. My chat room is somewhere.
A computer web guy just showed up. What the?
My chat room's gone. No, 440, thank you so much because Jeff is over there. He's goofing off.
I'm not goofing off.
He knows I've been sick with
you. No. You are on a roll, and you're doing your thing.
I'm not doing my thing. I'm just saying, we got to have an ID.
Where are the dill pickles at?
We gave them away.
You gave my dill pickles away.
We gave them away.
Sticks, where are you, man?
He was here yesterday. He should have had it.
Yeah, but, I was eating something else, and so I didn't think about the dill pickles. But today I'm thinking about the dill pickles, and I'm wondering where they went.
We gave them away. We gave him to Bonnie.
Oh, you gave him to Bonnie. But that's okay, because Bonnie left me a preserve.
Bonnie brought preserves to everybody,
okay.
And we were giving her, we wanted.
I like country people.
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard. When people give you stuff.
Yeah.
Bonnie came in here with bags and books and everything. She had all this stuff with us, and all these preserves. She brought preserves for everybody.
Yeah, she did.
So how could I not give her something? So we gave her.
I'm with you. I got you. Okay.
And I think those are my pickles. Because you ate your pickles.
No, we ate my pickles. We tore them things up. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't went someplace that we shouldn't go. But I'm just telling you, we, Sticks, one of the guys.
Sticks is out playing NASCAR.
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
he'll be here tomorrow.
Sticks comes in. Ask him about his dill pickles that he makes. They make homemade dill pickles. I'm talking to the people out there.
Jeff, we've been talking about pickles for 3 weeks.
These are the best pickles I ever tasted in my life.
You ought to go out there and he'll teach you how to make
them. I never ate a whole jar of pickles before in my life in one sitting. That's craziness. They were not good. They weren't too sour. They weren't too salty.
Hey, Jeff. Did you hear about the lady who... In Flint, Michigan, she's suing the hospital because...
They didn't kill her baby.
No, they wouldn't let her touch... She was a nurse. Family came in and said that they didn't want any African-Americans touching their kids.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Do you realize it's 2013?
Do you realize that people don't care what year it is? They do not care.
Listen, I've been gone for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been gone... I'm just trying to help out.
You've been gone.
I was only gone a day, huh?
This week. You were here Friday. Somebody trying to say something in the chat room.
That's Bill.
Oh, Bill, thank God. He came in there.
No,
that's computer web guy.
That's Facebook Bill. You're going to come up with a topic, or I'm going
to
hit you in the head.
I'm talking to you. I'm trying to get the doggone drudge report. And my computer's still acting up.
Ain't nothing on drugs. I looked already.
You don't look on drugs.
They talked about Cyprus. They talked about the bunny. They've talked about Hillary Clinton. I done gone through space. I done gone through the hackers.
What space?
Seven Marines were killed out in the middle of the desert in Nevada.
That's not space.
I'm
were they setting up a rocket?
They were doing some training exercises out there,
yeah,
and they got killed out there.
Yeah, ain't no
57
telling.
People got killed in Iraq this morning.
57 people, yeah.
And they bombed their own cells, so that's not my business anymore. They told me to get out, so we left, so we're out.
None of us got caught in that one.
Prediction says I think we're going to go back.
Prediction what?
I think we're going to have to, I think we're going to go back.
Go back where?
To the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be back there pretty soon.
I don't think, I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think if we're not careful, and I believe we, and we're not going to win.
Oh, we talked about Cyprus yesterday. How would you like that?
I don't know. What is a Cyprus?
And Cyprus is
Cyprus used to be a group.
Yeah, no, Cyprus is the isle off of Greece, and they're their own country. They're broke, and what happened is they went in everybody's bank account. If you had over 100,000 euros in the bank, they took 9.9% of your money. And if you had under 100,000 euros in the bank, they took 6.75% of it, whatever it was. Now, what they're saying.
What's wrong with that?
Here you go. That's what's wrong with that.
What's wrong with that? Everybody should pay their fair share.
Yeah, their fair share.
Bill Maher said he's changed his mind. He don't want a share built no more. He's moving.
Oh, yeah. Check that out.
Bill Maher said no. He said his fair share is no longer fair. Mm-hmm. He's paying like 55%.
Now, how did this happen? How did Miss Israel not be able to get into the United States on a visa?
Miss Israel?
Because
she didn't come from the Middle East.
Because she couldn't attend a Friend of the Israel Defense Forces event in New York.
So?
You don't like, you think that she should be discriminated against just because?
Absolutely. She's from Israel.
She's from Israel?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I thought you knew.
There's something wrong with you and your church.
I thought you knew.
Then you and your church need to do some digging on the history now.
Don't. But I'm just saying, I thought you knew. We sticking with the other side now. Local call, your mic is on.
Yes. You're talking about Cyprus, and I'm back.
Okay, welcome back.
They have deposit insurance over there, too, you know. And we've got FDIC, and they do not have enough money to cover our deposit either. I heard the figure, and it was very, very minimal, like maybe $250 million. So we're not covered. Everybody thinks, well, we're covered to $250,000, right, until there's a run on the bank, and then we're all going to find out. And that's what I had to come back on.
Well, they closed the bank, though. So
in Cyprus, they closed them. They're going to close them here, too.
Oh, sure.
Of course they are. We don't have enough money in FDIC to cover it. They want us to go to, paper money, not.
No change.
I'm using the wrong term. But they want us to go to plastic. Everybody's using debit and credit cards and playing right into this thing.
Yeah.
Because everybody's getting paying interest on air. And that's what they're doing, simply on air. Because they just... These banks are, you know, floating all this currency out on computers, and there is no money. If you gathered up all the money, you couldn't pay off the national debt. There isn't that much money.
Well, I agree with you.
Oh, you're absolutely right. But you remember that's why they took the FDIC took the insurance up on banks. I want to say at the. In 2008, 2009, when President Obama first got in, they took the insurance up on there because, remember, it was only $100,000. Was it $100,000, $150,000, and they went up to $250,000?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And see, remember,
that's why I keep telling people, get rid of property taxes real fast because they will collapse us, and then because of property taxes, and when you can't pay them, then they can just confiscate everything.
Take your property.
Yep.
And that is very scary. Very
that's
scary.
That's the whole plot to all of this, to send us into complete poverty, and nobody will be able to move.
This is true.
Yep.
And, I have these idiots on Facebook.
Hey, thanks for calling.
With a picture of Palin talking about that she's a socialist because... The people of Alaska all get money from the oil wells and things because of the agreement made, because all state land that is not owned by, you know, that's owned by the government is owned by the people as well, which is right because the government is of, for, and by the people in the United States. It should be that way all the time, except that the United States government made a move on the lands in America that the government owns the mineral rights to all the land that's vacant, which is wrong. It should be owned by everybody. In other words, whatever is derived from that should go into the general fund and fund the things that we pay less taxes on this, that, and the other. And then we vote on what to do with our lands versus allowing the president to say, no, we're not going to develop these lands or this, that, and the other. See, we've got this thing backward. The government is running us instead of us running the government. And that's where we have to start standing up and stop letting these idiots do this stuff. But you got a call on the line, so I'm going to let that call say something.
No.
Because I get upset.
They left.
I get upset. you know.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting over here. I got issues with. Has anybody had problems with Facebook lately? I've been having problems with Facebook and logging in and staying logged in.
No.
Do what I want them to do.
No, it depends on what your browser is, because certain browsers aren't.
I use Google Chrome. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic, and we'll go where you want to go. I'm going to hit Jeff in the head over during the break. It won't be personal. That's because he won't.
Hey, I am here.
I'll be right back.
Morgan Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A Youngstown man has pleaded guilty to severely beating his girlfriend last year. 32-year-old Michael Cohn could face an 18-year prison sentence for felonious assault and kidnapping. The victim was 31 at the time of the attack. Cohn is scheduled for sentencing on April 17th. One person is dead after a fiery crash on U.S. Route 224 in Ellsworth. Officials say an SUV and a pickup crashed head-on at about 8:30 yesterday morning. An investigator says the SUV went out of control after hitting some slush. The pickup driver, Jeffrey Huss of Sugar Creek, has non-life-threatening injuries. The person who died has not been identified. Two teenage girls have been arrested in connection with the rape case in Steubenville. Two football players were convicted of rape on Sunday. The girls are charged with misdemeanor aggravated menacing for threatening the victim on social media websites. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
At the Law Office of J.M. Shade, we focus on estate planning for the elderly and people with special needs. We'll help you find a way to pay for long-term health care, write your will, and set up a trust to avoid probate. Estate planning is essential for everyone. Don't delay and leave your family to deal with the stress after you're gone. Show them you care. Call us today, 866-606-6187. That's 866-606-6187. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number. 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers stand in their grave. God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Fight for freedom and the soul of the USA. Right here, right now, it's Independence Day. We must take America back.
Tracy and friends here on WSOM AM 600. I've never heard this. Jeff, you missed the music. You ain't never heard of this? Hey, Mr. Dover, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. And it wasn't Lou. No, I didn't hear it yet.
So why couldn't Beyonce sing this since she just left the White House? I mean, Sam,
you got real jokes. You got real jokes.
I gotta say this. You know, everybody jumps on us for being Republican and being conservative, and you know, they got issues. And you know, I know that I don't agree with everything the Republican Party does. And during the break, Jeff and I have some pretty serious conversations about what we agree with and what we don't agree with when it comes to the Republican Party.
Oh my God!
And you know, but let's understand this. And trust me, if we had more, we'd do more.
Right.
Then I'm talking about people. I ain't talking about money. But I'm just saying. But I want everyone to understand that when people say they want to take America back, we need to understand that this is not a black, take it back from a black man because they got a straightening comb in the White House. This is really about.
God.
What?
Oh!
Hey, Jeff, now I want you to know it. I have a straightening comb. He's never been in the White House until now. There's a straight. I promise you, there's one in the White House. It probably got some hair back there too. Absolutely.
Right.
But I just want everyone to understand that what's happening is America is a place of opportunity and innovation and ideals. It's a place where people come, and with hard work and sweat, there's opportunity for anything. I look at Mark Cuban.
Yeah, the owner of the
Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Cuban was a poor white kid who liked basketball, who had an idea about an internet company, sat down with it and did it.
Yes, he did.
He didn't come from riches. He didn't come from nothing. Let's go to Al Gore. Al Gore did not come from all that he got. Because Al Gore came from, he had a little bit of, his parents had a little something-something, but not to where he has right now. And this is the place where you can come and have nothing, absolutely nothing. If you hear, I think his name is, what's his name, Trump guy. What's that man's
name? Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Uh-huh. You hear his story.
Uh-huh.
His story tells you, you can actually come from nothing and become something in America.
Absolutely.
When they say it take America back, it's not they're trying to take America back like Chris Rock won the White House. I watched that over the weekend.
That's a funny movie. Good movie. Huh?
Good movie. And it's not like, you know, like Eddie Murphy took over the White House.
Right. We're not trading places.
This
here.
Is no.
Yeah. Yeah.
What we're saying is this president had an opportunity to do something great.
Yeah. And
this president had the opportunity to go in there, and he could have done anything that he chose, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's done is not truly American. And everything that comes to your house for free, I promise you, you're going to pay for it in the backside. And we have gotten into the area that we think everything is entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
Rich kids have entitlements, poor kids have entitlements, and nobody works for anything, and they think everybody owes them something, and we're losing in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't change our direction, the America that we know will not be the America that our children will know. And that's just real talk.
I got you.
I'm frustrated by it.
Yeah?
Because I see the spiritual connotations as well as the natural. I do. And it sets me to no end for us to sit on the sidelines and not care about what's really going on in our own country.
Right.
Bloomberg decided he don't want people to look at a pack of cigarettes in a store now. So he wants everybody who's in New York City to cover their cigarettes up so hopefully people won't smoke. If you can't control your own devices, then you have major issues.
Right. Again.
I got to go back to Steubenville. Something should have told them little boys to stop.
Something should have told them to stop. But we've eradicated God out of every nation, part of our nation. And so why do they need to stop in their mind? Why? gospel of God. That's the point. That's the point. I don't know if that's going to do that again.
I don't think it will.
Tracy, in here, tearing up equipment in the studio.
Well, you know, I'm
unbelievable.
Good job, too. I did a good job.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, but you know, you have to just really look at it for what it is. You better get a new set.
I don't want a new set. This is my favorite set.
You take it back to the guys on break, and they'll fix it. This is what you're going to be dealing with here from now on, because this is what you're doing.
But I know you see it, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
But do people really see what's really going on here?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Do you know how serious this is? I mean, people are voting based on... I want to talk about Samuel Jackson. I don't know if you saw where he had an interview and he said that he, you know, he voted for President Obama because he was black.
Yeah,
and he
I heard
care
that. But I didn't see it.
About anything that he had to say, as long as that, as long as the president was black. And I don't think And if you heard his remarks, for a man who has that kind of influence. And let me say affluence. Because I don't think he has as much influence.
No, I don't either.
But he does have a lot of affluence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of where he is. And for him to, and you would think he's not an ignorant man. He truly is not an ignorant man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that has that, you would think that they would think. And we have conditioned so much of America to not think. They have just dumbed down society. Completely to where they're oblivious in anything that they do.
Did you see some of the other stuff that was going on around Steubenville? On that Steubenville thing, that the situation was that some teens were cursing. They were wearing shirts that said "killer" on them, and were cursing at the victims' families as they were coming in and out of court.
I saw that, but I also saw what two girls got arrested for putting on Facebook they were going to kill the young girl who got raped.
Well, I take that back. That was not Steubenville. That was some other court up in Geauga County. But the thing is, the very fact that that could happen, the very fact we have those idiots outside the funeral of our boys coming back here from war overseas, and they're protesting at the funerals, signs up, he deserved to die fighting for a country like this. They better have put them back 500 feet, because if anybody in my family that happened to, now, I went through a whole lot. I done lost a brother in the street. I done lost a lot of other things. But guess what? That would push me to the edge, and I'd be going to jail.
I was,
because emphasis, I don't even know what word to use right there, of being totally, totally callous, totally insensitive, everything.
I was watching MSNBC, as I said, mm-hmm. and I call them as I see them. And they have this promo called Lean Forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've seen it. And they have their commentators, because MSNBC is not a news format, is a talking head format. It is talk radio on television.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
Right.
But people are expressing their opinions, whether they're facts or not, and skewing it the way they choose. And Al Sharpton is doing a commercial, and he's talking about he wants to take this nation to be one nation, indivisible, leaving under God completely out of uh-huh. his commentary. Do we not understand that if God takes his hand completely from our country, what will happen to
our
country?
No, because they've dumbed down the thought of even there being a God, Tracy. They've dumbed down the thought that God could possibly, could anywhere near possibly want to say to us, you know, that, no, listen to me or else you're going to suffer some great things here.
Do we not understand that we're going do we not understand the framework of America?
No.
The vulnerability of America and the blessings of America. Do we live, we throw out more food than
countries intake. Take in to feed their people. You're right.
I mean, seriously, we have more luxuries as poor folk.
Oh, yeah.
Poor folk.
We got the richest poor folk in the world.
I mean,
nobody has more than us
on anything.
On any level like that.
So why do we sit back and act like we are invincible on our own?
Yeah.
And I'm just bringing this. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm just bringing this up because it's just important to me.
Yeah, I got you.
I live here, and I'm young. Right now, we are setting ourselves backwards. We are not moving forward.
I agree with that 1,000%.
No one can afford to retire.
Mm-hmm.
No one can afford to go into business for themselves.
No, not anymore.
And very, very few people can live off the land.
Very few people.
And our kids are dumb as clucks. No, serious, Jeff, do you realize that they said 80% of people that graduate in New York City can't read?
Yeah. See, I can't get to that either, because especially when you're talking about the city itself, you know, you're talking about some really, really savvy people.
No, you're talking about, because remember, those kids go to private schools. But if you're coming through the public school system, what it means is you can read, but you can't comprehend the words that you're reading.
Yeah.
That's what reading means. Reading means you have no comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about your oratorical skills. It's about you can't comprehend the words that are coming out of my mouth when you read them in a book.
Sure.
But do we realize that we don't even engage people in reading anymore?
Mm. We don't, but, you know, one thing I liked about the Ben Carson and
there you go. You want to go to Ben Carson?
Well, yeah, I got to go to Ben Carson because he created scholarships for kids, and he created reading rooms in so many schools across America, and you know, and this program that where if they come and read that they make X amount of dollars, and if they not X amount of dollars, but they get points for different things. Et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, it is something that they created this on their own. They did this themselves. And they did not elicit governmental help. And they've been helping a lot of these kids. They have now 5,000 kids, and one of the kids just entered into nursing at the hospital that he teaches at. And that he teaches and of course performs surgery at.
It's at Johns Hopkins,
right?
One of the finest hospitals in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what are we going to do? Because that's very, very few young people.
Very few.
I mean, have you sat down and talked to young people and asked them what they want to do?
Yes, I have.
And what do they tell you?
I want to play basketball. I want to be a rapper.
I want to be Beyonce.
I want to be Beyonce too.
Yeah, the first lady, and she tells me she wants some kids. Not, I mean, I just, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry.
Or does she mean she wants her to have hundreds of millions, her kids have hundreds of millions of dollars like Beyonce? Maybe that's it.
No, her kids don't need hundreds of millions of dollars because he's going to make that just by being who he is.
Yeah.
You can't be the first colored president of the United States of America and not be a billionaire in the next 10 years.
Yeah, this is true.
To get him to come and walk by your arena, let alone speak, he ain't even got the cough. Just to do a walkthrough.
Oh, I heard that.
You going to pay. Because if you pay in bill, you sure enough going to pay Barack Obama.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm just.
This is true.
Oh, Usaw.
I'm looking at you. Do you have six people in there?
Well, I have four people in there.
Yeah, four.
Matt's in there and computer guy's in there. I have a guest in there, and I want to say hello, guest. And you're in there.
Yeah. So
how many people do you have?
I have the same four people, but it looks like you have six over there. Yesterday we had, I guess, about 15 people sitting in there. you know,
it's chilling
like you.
So what'd you say?
I don't know what I said. but I'm saying.
Well, it's, you know, it's one of those days, and I don't mind. I'll just talk about everybody, and I'll just ramble until I find something.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's all type of things that are going on, but I'm wondering how, if people are just tired. I'm looking at the Pope, and, you know, it was Pope Mania going on.
Well, there was black smoke. White smoke. See, somebody told me that was racist.
What happened to Feinstein? They're talking about she was foiled.
They kicked her off one of the committees.
Did they kick her off or she resigned?
They say she resigned. Well, that, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, she has got kicked off. And that because her husband was getting all kind of contracts on that thing, wasn't she?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it's all about.
She didn't end up like Maxine Waters. They didn't even let Maxine sit.
See, I like Dianne Feinstein. She was one of my favorite Democrats because up until now with this gun thing, she's been absolutely cool to me.
And no.
And then it says assault weapons ban nixed from the bill.
No. No. And listen, the Elmo people.
Yeah.
They gonna whip that black guy. Seriously.
Oh.
I'm serious, Jeff.
Yeah, they're gonna get him.
This guy's gonna bury Elmo. you know, Elmo was a billionaire, right?
Right.
Supplemented by the United States government because he's on PBS.
Yeah, because the PBS and that band for Big Bird and all these guys. This is the craziness, y'all.
You know, Elmo. Elmo was a billionaire. So Elmo,
like Tiger Woods was. Hey, Tiger, getting ready to give up another $500 million.
What did he do? Get married again?
No, he go with that that scared girl that broke her leg.
And why you got to give up the money for him going with the girl?
I think the girl looked a little bit better than the last one, but I think both of them.
They all look alike.
I'm sorry. No, they don't all look alike.
Got
it. I'm telling you, they don't all look alike because I can still find you some pretty ones.
Last two, y'all told me to go outside my realm, so I'm going outside. I'm going outside my perspective, and so I just want y'all to know that Kevin Clash, the ex Elmo puppeteer,
mm-hmm.
has gotten another allegation of sex abuse and meth use.
Who did he abuse?
I don't know, but he's killing Elmo. Because every time, don't nobody know who he is until they say that he's the Elmo guy.
Oh, man.
He's killing.
Taking Elmo straight down.
You can't take Elmo.
Dragging Elmo through the gutter.
You can't take Elmo into sex allocations with kids and call it. You can't do that. Well, I'm sorry. Y'all will call in with a topic in a minute. Hey, did you guys talk about the education and the C class or the C course?
No.
There is a course that they want people, the young kids, to take nowadays, a curriculum. And the curriculum is
that the agenda?
Yeah, it's an Agenda 21, but it's
yeah.
where parents don't have a whole lot to say about the curriculum of students, but they're changing the agenda. Did you guys talk about that any?
Uh-uh. No, we did not.
Then I'll wait for sticks.
Okay.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about homeschooling.
Oh, very good.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about homeschooling, and, you know, there's someone who's been deported because they're not supposed to be homeschooling. And we're going to have, I believe his daughter, his sister's going to come in, and she's going to talk.
Got deported?
Yeah.
What, was it illegally? Or?
I don't know. You know.
The school Gestapo?
Pretty much.
You cannot teach at home?
Pretty much.
Only we cannot teach you the right things to believe?
Pretty much.
Come into our schools run by us?
Pretty much.
And not you?
Pretty much. And actually, if we're not careful, that's pretty much how it is.
Oh!
You realize that, you know. That,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because you can't chastise your children.
No.
They know what's best for you.
Of course they do.
And
you know, it's just like...
Don't start. There you go.
I can't stand you.
There you go.
Where's Stanley at? I ain't got no. I need to make fun of Stanley.
Don't make fun of Stanley because you call him out.
Stanley!
Listen.
Where you at, man?
Listen, Matt's sitting in the chat room. We have nobody to fight with. See, we got upset because we had a fight with Stanley. Now you have nobody to fight with. And I'm not fighting with you today.
What? I got Diva and Stanley. Not Stanley, but Diva and people like her.
There's not too many
come on to Facebook.
They're special.
And they say crazy stuff and then run. And it doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does. It makes sense to them. And I'm going to take a break. We're at the top of the hour. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Again, the number is 347-945-5229. Jeff, thank you for sitting in for me yesterday and taking care of the show and making sure I got to talk to myself and talk to you.
Hey,
if I'd have been here by myself today, I'd have just like...
You wouldn't have had no voice again.
My voice is not bad.
I see, but you got half a voice.
I got half a voice, and hopefully I will... I can't wait till I go home and get on welfare and be my own boss. You know what? You guys are really special today. I'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Injured more than 200. The Marines are looking into a deadly accident during training exercises last night in the Nevada desert. At least 7 Marines were killed when a mortar unexpectedly exploded.
This is not a training area. This is a place where ammunition was stored. And so if the Marines were involved in moving that ammunition, if they were involved in transporting it to some other base, why did this round go off?
Retired Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard, now an ABC News consultant. It could be a major step forward on a hot-button issue.
Speaker John Boehner says the bipartisan group of House members working on immigration reform is close to agreement on a bill.
They're essentially in agreement over how to proceed. But this is just the beginning of the process.
With Republicans deeply split over what to do and how, the Speaker says a lot of education has to be done of members before any legislation could be brought to the floor. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
3 life sentences without parole for an Ohio teenager who opened fire on a high school cafeteria last year. One of the victim's mothers spoke at T.J. Lane's hearing today.
I will be glad knowing his existence every day, every minute, every breath is controlled by rules. And that he is away from society, locked up in a cage, like the animal he is.
Lane killed 3 students. He wore a T-shirt at the hearing with the words "killer" scrawled on it. ABC News.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dreams?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye, symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working in 1 hour among OTC branded antihistamines. Believes sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Uses direct.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Never run with scissors, unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Pope Francis was officially installed as the 266th Roman Catholic Pope this morning. Hundreds of thousands were in Rome to attend the special mass and ceremonies, among them a delegation from the U.S.
In attendance at the Vatican, Vice President Joe Biden led the American delegation, along with political and religious leaders from around the world. Pope Francis bowed and prayed at the tomb of St. Peter, and afterward he received a simple woolen pallium and a gold-plated silver fisherman's ring placed on his right finger.
ABC Cecilia Vega at the Vatican. One woman in Massachusetts says she's ready for spring. It's supposed to arrive tomorrow, but much of the Northeast is in the grip of winter today. Snow and sleet shut down schools in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and in upstate New York, and they made roads an icy, slippery mess. The treacherous roads led to a number of accidents. In Massachusetts, a bus carrying the Harlem Globetrotters was involved in an accident. ABC News.
Bosch appliances are ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power and Associates. You can find great deals on ultra-quiet Bosch dishwashers by visiting your local Bosch dealer for special promotions. J.D. Power and Associates 2012 Kitchen Appliance Satisfaction Study.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-607-1909. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-607-1909. That's 1-800-607-1909.
Listen to News Talk 600 Saturdays at noon for On Earth as It Is in Heaven and Father Andrew, pastor of St. Michael's Orthodox Church. Saturdays at noon on News Talk 600.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hold the Bible as her conscience and guide. But we've allowed those who hold nothing to be sacred, like Sodom of old, to push morals aside. Where are the men who once stood for right, and the women who championed their cause? We must return to the values we left before this country we love is totally lost. We want a
better. Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'm Tracy Winbush, and Jeff Green is in the studio with me today. He is my co-host, and I want to thank him so much because we fight often. We disagree a lot, and but I have to say, when I need him and when I call him at the last minute, he shows up, and I want to tell him.
Why do you disagree a lot?
Because you don't act right.
What's wrong with you?
Because you don't understand. You know, I don't say much, but when I do, I'm always right.
Hey, that's my place. You can't be right, too.
No, you know everything. I'm always right. There's a difference. See, you know everything. I'll tell you, I don't know. See, I don't know everything.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd be like, Jeff, I got 3,700 friends on Facebook. I don't know all them people. I know all nine.
I don't make them my friends list. I know them.
Well, actually, anybody that calls, anybody wants to be my friend almost, and if you're trying to sell, I don't do multi-level marketing, y'all.
No. I don't play games either, so leave me alone on the
game. I play games.
I don't.
Not.
What? Why is there a picture of Hillary Clinton looking like? What character does she look like?
I don't know.
Daria. You remember the little cartoon called Daria?
Before my time.
No, that's now. That's now.
Before my. Well,
no,
I don't
it
kids.
Ain't before your car.
I don't
it's
have
young.
Kids. But let me say this.
Anyway, she's looking like old Daria. And
who is Daria?
It's a cartoon character. Look her up on there. You got.
I got called.
Turn
be
over
quiet.
Here.
Hi, Matt.
How you guys doing?
We don't want to talk to Matt.
Yes, I do. Wait a minute. Hold on, Matt. I got calls. Wait a minute. People calling in. Hey, I got phone calls. I got phone calls.
What did you do to this? You must have messed the
I didn't do
up.
It. I didn't do it. I got. I'm not talking to them yet.
Hold on.
747, your mic is on.
Tracy.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you still go to church up in Detroit?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what's going on up in Detroit?
They crazy.
You know, I just got this final call. The reason I'm asking is our family reunion is scheduled in July to be in Detroit. And the way they're carrying on up there, I don't know whether I want to risk my life going up there or not. But I just want to read you the first paragraph of the final call. It says, war declared on black Detroit. Michigan's governor appoints emergency manager. Residents now vow to fight back. Detroit, the world's largest black minority city outside of Africa, is battling for its right to self-determination and home rule. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder announced March the 1st that he will appoint an emergency financial manager.
Ms. Pam, you can stop now. Let me tell you what's going on.
Yeah, we talked
Detroit,
about this.
Detroit is broke. When I say broke, Detroit has as much money in their bank account as I have in mine. That's for the whole city. And they can no longer pay their bills. They can no longer pay their pension fund. They can no longer pay the people who are employed there. And they have had mayors, and they have made favors, and they've done something. And people voted this past – there was a referendum that was on the ballot this past November. And instead of people paying attention to what was on the ballot, they didn't do so. So the governor had the opportunity to put an emergency manager in and kick the mayor out the office. So now nothing is done based upon political favor.
And it's not going anywhere because they're crooked as hell, excuse my mouth, and the unions are running roughshod over the city talking about we took enough cuts. And they haven't taken any cuts.
And not only that, so what's happened is the same thing that has happened into Youngstown City Schools when the state came in and took over the schools. That's what's happening in Detroit. And the people are upset in Detroit because now no one that they elect actually has power to do anything. And that's just the scenario that's going on. And they're as broke as me.
Well, what I saw in here where it says, the review team appointed by Governor Snyder, which conclude that the city leaders cannot run Detroit. The team represent corporations such as Miller's Buckfire, now part of Stifel Financial, and PricewaterhouseCooper, which faces lawsuits for fraud across the nation and the globe. So it seems like the people that the governor put in charge is crooked too.
It's politics are politics, and it is what it is. Because remember, you've got a political person appointing a person to a political entity because they didn't handle their business. And this is something that we in Youngstown, we need to pay attention to.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got a problem in Youngstown with our school system.
I'm talking about period.
I don't have time to worry about Detroit. But I just asked you because, like, in July, we're supposed to be going up there bringing people from all over the country for our family reunion.
But you're going
to. The way it looks up there, I see where they took over the freeway. I would hate to be up there in the middle of.
It'll be okay, Ms. Pam.
My mother was up in Detroit when they had the race ride back in the 40s.
It'll be okay.
They don't have no riots out there.
No, it'll be okay. It'll be okay no matter where you stay. And I'm quite sure you're not going to be staying in East Detroit.
No, we're going to be staying downtown.
Right, you're going to be fine. It's not as serious as it sounds. But the people of Detroit really are upset.
Yeah,
but remember,
well, I got a lot of
school,
family up there.
Their school district
and
everything.
And none of them ever called me about it because if they had, I would have figured out how we could have moved our family reunion somewhere else. Last year,
well, it's not that bad.
And they need your revenue.
Well, it's just like when they took over the schools here. You know, nobody had to leave town because they took over the schools. You know,
yeah, but this is the difference because these people up here, I'm looking at people up here talking about fighting for justice. They got rainbow push up there. Al Sharpton and all them. So that means that,
They got a camera. That's all they got. Because they're not organized enough to do anything right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about Detroit. If you listen, I mean, if you can Google them and you'll find out what's going on. It's not dangerous unless you're looking for danger. But but they do have a serious financial crisis because you have to realize thousands of people are not getting paychecks like they should. Like they can't afford to pay them. You know, they're not getting their benefits paid.
Yeah. Well.
And when you've made promises to employees and you start giving them checks and you get government checks and the checks can't cash. And you can't pay your bills. You got some serious problems.
And they blamed everything on
Kwame Kilpatrick, and he's not the one who stole all the money.
No, he might have stole some, but he didn't steal it all.
He didn't steal it all.
He got what was left after the other guy stole it.
He didn't even get what was left.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
He just carried the water for everybody else because he was stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Ms. Pam.
Well,
good to hear from you.
No, because I, like I said, I don't want to take my family up there, you know. And I have already sent my money in, but they can have that, right? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you got some noise on your line, Auntie. So.
No, I'm fixing to hang up anyway.
Hey,
all right, sweetie.
Appreciate you. Hey, 8261, your mic is on.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I was calling to see if any of you guys could tell me where was that? Was that a congressman or a senator that was against homosexuals until he found out he had a homosexual son? And was he from Ohio?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He's from Ohio. He is a United States senator from Ohio. His name is Rob Portman.
Okay. That's what I wasn't sure.
And he is a Republican.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure of that. So, you know, that's kind of sad. And also this young lady that I'm hearing a lot of laughter and a lot of talk about, have you guys ever asked yourself, you don't know what kind of heart she has? She's an entertainer, I presume, because I'm an older person. I don't know anything about these young people, but she's an entertainer. An entertainer?
She's an entertainer, but that's not entertainment. That's her entertainment right now. It belongs in the gentleman's club. It does not belong in our young people's hearts. And she has they have positioned her to where she is. I'm going to say idolized by thousands and hundreds of thousands of young ladies, African American and white Caucasian American and Asian American and worldwide. She's like Michael Jackson. And we have positioned her to people want to grow up and be like her, and that's not what we aspire to be. And we need to change our mindset and our positioning and our focus and our view, because that is not what you should grow up to become.
Okay. Well, then back to Steubenville.
Did you hear the song?
Has anybody mentioned the parents about this bad situation they have down there? This
yes,
young
ma'am.
Lady and those boys. Did anybody mention the parents? Because I didn't hear it.
Last night on CNN they tried to say the young man because his father was an alcoholic.
Okay.
They tried to throw the father into the same thing as the son, saying it was his fault, and that wasn't fair.
Well, what about the party? Do anybody know who gave that and how these kids?
No, ma'am.
Has that been explained?
No, ma'am.
No, Attorney General DeWine is launching an investigation into it because people down in the area will not talk about who did what and stuff. So that's a good thing.
But I want to know who bought the liquor.
That's what everybody wants to know.
Well, maybe when the Attorney General get through with his investigation, maybe we'll get all the facts and everything. Well, thank you guys for the conversation. Have a good afternoon.
Hey, have a blessed day. Matt.
Yeah.
Are you you're not behaving.
What do you mean I'm not behaving? I haven't said anything. Jeff said he didn't want to talk to me.
I said we didn't want to talk to you. Why you don't be we white man.
I'm picking with Matt. That's my cat.
But you said we.
Matt is the man for real. He knows
listen,
better.
Matt is
my fellow Facebook.
Listen, Matt. I saw a picture of Matt. Looked like you thought Matt would look.
I don't know. I didn't.
You didn't look at his photo?
No, I don't think I saw
it. Matt tuned drums.
Yeah.
Miss Winbush.
Yeah, Reg.
Hey, I just, you know, jumped back in there. I just wanted to say I was, you know, when you all were talking about how bad things are right now in Detroit and stuff like that, you know what? I was looking at a series of some stuff that was on this past weekend on the public broadcasting channel. And, you know, Camden, New Jersey, man, with all these cities to shame to how bad it is there. I mean, it's so bad. I was just surprised.
Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. And it's coming to a city near you called the Yo if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand, when your tax base leaves your city and you can no longer afford for the infrastructure,
yeah.
Youngstown City has gone from 180,000 people now down to about 70,000, maybe.
Yeah, I don't even think it's that many, Trace.
I was pressing my luck, Reg. That's what I'm saying. And the people that are left behind are either poor or senior citizens.
I agree with you.
That means they can no longer afford the infrastructure because the same sewage line that you had for 180,000 people, you have for 70,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
costs the same. That's why our water bills are going up. Remember, the unions are going up and crime is going up. Everything is going up and it's costing us more. That's why the tax base in the city of Youngstown is so high. Right now, it almost costs you as much to buy a house in Detroit as it is for you to pay your property taxes in Detroit.
Okay.
And the people can no longer afford it. And what's happening now is in most of your urban populaces, the people can't afford it. And the people who have money, they move like Jeff so he can educate his child in a system that he can send his child freely and he'll get his property value will increase.
She didn't have to take one remedial course in college either. Not one, not writing.
Jeff,
you know how
Jeff,
you let it go with the writing?
Yeah.
Yes.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. Instead of staying on the south side of Youngstown where he belongs.
I don't belong on the south side of Youngstown. You know why? Because the lots are two feet wide and I'm close to people that I don't want to be close to. I don't want to be close to nobody. I live out away from
Reg,
the city.
Reg, did you hear him say he didn't want to be close
with
to you?
Deer, I did not say Reg. Reg can live next to me anytime. I'll see whether he wants to move out there with me so he can live on one side of me. So dig it.
You only allow two in the neighborhood, Jeff.
No. That's your problem. You need to go and stop living in the inner city. Go out to the country. Find some land where there's not a whole lot of, you
can't
build
go,
on.
Jeff.
You
yeah.
go out there and
can't
start
ain't
building
no, Jeff,
houses.
Jeff, listen.
Look,
no,
I got relatives
no.
in Pittsburgh
Jeff,
that live
Jeff,
on
no.
top of a hill, okay? They, when they first came up here from South Carolina, they went up on top of that hill, and the
Matt,
neighbors
Matt.
Fought them to buy this land.
Matt, can I come down there and stay with you? I want to go out to Chardon.
Chardon?
Matt don't live near Chardon.
There's not that much property out here in Stowe. I mean, you can find
Stowe.
It.
No, Stowe is not Chardon.
Same thing.
Chardon, wait a minute.
No, Chardon.
That's where the upper class lives.
Oh, that's where he lives.
That's where the...
Okay.
But where do you think you live?
I don't live in the upper class. I live in the middle class.
Jeff, you don't live in the middle
up
class.
Up the road from me
no,
lives
you
the
live
upper it. Class
Jeff,
in a much
Jeff,
larger house.
Hold on, what's your zip code?
Okay.
It is 44406.
That's upper class all day long. Don't start. Hi, y'all. Yeah, Red.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask one more question, sweetheart.
All right.
what do you guys think about this situation, you know, that's just going on? I mean, it's mighty tough here in Youngstown, but, I mean, I think over
what
in Warrenstown,
it's just,
so, I mean, what's going on? No, I'm just talking about the city within itself. I mean, did they don't have enough police or?
No, they moved.
Man, I mean, what's going on?
Listen, you want me to tell you this?
Wow, it's awful.
You cannot be surprised by what happens when you don't fix a problem. And when you have segregation, lack of education, and lack of hope, you get the same thing. I promise you, in every urban setting where there are poor, underprivileged, minority people, you're going to get the same situation. I don't understand how you can't look at somebody else's side and then not realize it's not going to come to a neighborhood near you. When people don't want to move in your neighborhood, you have a problem. And when the project spread outside of that little quadrant, you got a problem.
Understand something.
And your politics suck.
So therefore, am I free and can I make the statement that's why I kind of feel a lot of times, and sometimes my friends say, Red, maybe you shouldn't feel like that. I think that young kids today in this city of Youngstown should leave here, man, because of all the things you have just said. Now, I might get an argument out of you.
Want me to tell you why?
That's my position.
Want me to tell you why they shouldn't leave?
Why is that? Because
all they do is take the same mindset somewhere else and populate it in the same location. And if you don't get, right now, if you don't appreciate education where you are, you won't appreciate education where you're going. Now, do they need to leave and come back or find a bigger world? Absolutely. They need to, but they can do that on vacation. But right now, until we start parenting our children, I'm very, very compassionate to the young people that lost their lives here in Youngstown, Ohio. Or, I'm sorry, in Warren.
Yeah.
There were eight kids in an SUV that was stolen from somebody else.
Yeah.
Coming home at 7 o'clock in the morning from the ages of 13 to 19 in the car.
I don't understand how that happened like that, though.
Six of them got killed.
And told.
I want to tell the story. Hold up. Six of them got killed, and I want to know why my 13-year-old is out with somebody that's 19-year-old coming home at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't know where my kid is.
And a 14-year-old or two. You know what I mean? Come on. I mean, what's going on? Today ain't telling the whole story.
You understand that. I got problems with that. Because, see, I hate that the kids died, and I'm sorry about it.
Absolutely.
But my mama told me a hard head makes a soft behind.
Mine too.
And you have no business being out at that time of morning without your parents knowing where you are with eight kids packed in a stolen car.
I don't understand that.
You do, Red.
How many times
did you sneak out the house and go to the social when your mama said don't go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we did something.
That's what this was.
Let me ask you.
They just were in a car.
But, Jeff, but were you 13?
Yes. Hilbert Jr. High School. I snuck out the house. I put a baby doll in my bed and covered it up.
I'm even going to go as far as saying a couple friends of me and Jeff's in general, I would refuse to say their name over the phone.
Don't do that.
Kind of borrowed a couple cars, and we was in junior high school. That wasn't theirs, man. And
let me say something, Rez. Let me tell y'all something. I've done some stuff in my
time. What's wrong?
Let me say, Rez, I'm serious. I'm serious. I have done some serious stuff in my time. But one thing I can tell you that I have never, ever done, I have never snuck out the house because I was afraid that I couldn't sneak back in. And I would, listen, y'all don't understand. My mama caught me sneaking liquor bottles out of the house, and the bottle said, clank, talk about one of the longest nights of my entire life. No, she might be little, but she crazy. Absolutely not. No. No, see, y'all special. Now, Jeff, if you had gotten busted.
Yeah, I got busted.
Oh, you lived,
I barely lived to tell about it.
We all did. Me, Jeff and that's we did some things, you know, in general.
Oh, man.
But I can't say I never did anything to hurt anybody.
Neither did I, Rich.
I don't think they did it to hurt anybody. I think she was playing around. She couldn't drive. It was a,
yeah, but she was speeding, and which was a stupid thing to do.
She was. It was
that
stupid.
Have the chain on that right there.
She was trying to get home before the Sunday school class started.
He wasn't out that late.
It was 7 o'clock in the morning.
It was 7 o'clock.
It was in the morning. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. She was trying to get home.
Oh, you know you were. You know, you're in trouble. 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God. I ain't never had that one. I ain't never been out like that one.
That's what I'm saying. 7 o'clock in the morning.
No.
The accident happened that early in the morning.
Hey, I snuck back in the house, right? And I'm feeling my way around the room, trying to get to my bed.
Remember then, Jeff.
I put my hand right on my daddy's shoulder, and I about died then.
Y'all,
he talked to me a half hour, then beat my behind.
You want to tell you why? Do you know why he talked to you a half hour?
I don't know why.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because if he had come after you, at the beginning,
yeah,
he'd have killed you. So he'd have hit a woosaw, and calm down.
You know, he made the news here because he's not one to ever get mad fast.
Yeah,
he was in court. Here locally. It made the 12 o'clock news. I was so proud of my daddy.
Now, Matt, would you say you had the same experience?
No, I was a perfect angel as a child.
Yes, Matt.
I can tell.
Couldn't you tell?
I had a suitcase made from my halo and everything.
Good one, Matt.
My daddy, this other lawyer was putting his finger in his chest and calling him boy. And he said, "Don't put your finger in my chest one more time." And this is in court. There's news media and everything. My daddy picks this guy up, and the guy was twice as big as my daddy, and slammed him down on the desk and broke the desk in two, and the guy went down to the floor. And that made the news. But the guy never, ever, ever, ever put his finger in my daddy's face or chest again.
I wonder why not.
I wonder why, because he was angry. I'd never seen him angry before.
Well, you know, flashback. That's what I'm trying to say. Dad had a cooling mechanism.
I don't. He was cool, period. He never got upset like that.
I got a question. When you snuck out and you got caught,
mm-hmm.
Did you do it again?
Yes.
Well, y'all crazy.
Yeah, we was crazy.
Hey, Alabama.
I was a repeat offender, but
hey, what's
next
going
time
on?
He caught me in a bar.
Did you do it? Did you sneak out?
Nah, you know what? This is the thing. If I'm going to sneak out, at like 1:30, 2 o'clock. You don't sneak out to 7. Like, I mean, you just don't do that. Like,
no.
I mean, most of the girls I like, like, they parents cared about them. Like, I ain't like them easy ones. I like girls that put up a challenge. That's the type of, you know, because that's how guys were at the time. And I just didn't take that. You know, you can lie and say you're going to the movies and stop to get something to eat and come back about. That wasn't really sneaky, but I ain't go out in no house at no 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, come back at 6:30, 7 o'clock. I saw that on the news down in Alabama. I mean, in Atlanta. So I could just imagine, you know, I mean, that's national news. I hate to hear that about those kids, though.
Yeah, I do, too. But I'm just saying, I mean, my first reaction, and I my condolences go out to the families. I know they're devastated. But I know I want y'all to know something. It ought to teach people a lesson.
Right.
If going back to my original conversation at the beginning of the show, if you put the fear of you in your kids, they will not swerve. They will think twice because kids do what kids do. But, you know, you need to check on your kids. Don't sleep so hard that you can't look in their bedrooms and make sure that they're not going, No.
You know, I agree with you because my dad would grab, like, my dad, like, when we got, like, maybe 10, 11, 12, my dad would grab, like, we would say something, give him a little lift or something, and he had left my mom, they were divorced or whatever, but it's just something about a man grabbing you as a young man, grabbing you and physically letting you know, look, you know, what's up, and I think that's missing in a lot of these communities, like, a lot. When you don't have that father, especially with a young man, a young girl is different, but a man is just
young girls.
Well,
same
thing. I think when a man grabs, it's different because you know, okay, you know, your daddy, the girl usually controls their father to a certain extent, but when it comes to the son, he ain't showing you no slack, really.
But you got to realize, a young lady, she's scared anyhow.
That's true.
She should be. She should have a fear. You should have a fear of repercussion in your house, and it's a healthy fear. It's not a fear where I'm scared of my parents, but I have a fear for the wrath of my parents, because if I'm disobedient, I know that my life could be cut short, because I'm more afraid of them than I am the police. I'm serious.
No, I hear you.
If the police, listen, I ain't going to lie. Lily Lynn, pick me up. Tell me, take me to jail. Don't take me home. I'm serious, Jeff. I'm serious. Take me to jail and put bars between me and thee. Because if you take me home, she's going to kill me.
I agree with you. I understand. Well, my mom and dad.
Years.
Well, here, listen. You had it how you had it. I was, you know, I was really a good kid. I didn't really get it in trouble and stuff like that. But I stayed out too late from a social one time. I snuck to a social one time. And all of this stuff.
I mean, we all snuck out. Well, no, we didn't sneak out. We came home too late. But, you know, but if you come home late, it means you can't go back out next weekend. So you might as well get there early. I'm serious. I mean, what good is coming? Listen, you know, if you come home, it's like going skating on Sunday. If you couldn't go to school on Monday, if you didn't wake up on time, no other day. You woke up on time on Monday morning, because if you didn't, you couldn't go skating the next Saturday. That just makes sense.
Well, there was something. Red, you still there?
Red's gone.
Red's gone.
I'm just saying, but it made better parents. It made better people out of us. Our young people don't have that fear. Because their parents are no longer there.
No. There's no parents in most of the households. And then, you know, one thing that I saw the other day is I saw a mother cursing her child out because he did something wrong that she didn't want him to do. And she was coming, you stupid Emma Effer, that, and other.
No.
I said, don't call everyone that.
My mom never cussed like that.
You know what I'm saying? But see, do you realize that hurts worse than a beating? Because
that kills you. It breaks your spirit.
It breaks your spirit. And when you call somebody a name, see, that's why there's a lot of craziness going on in our neighborhoods, because we don't name our kids a name. We put together some crazy behind names.
No, Jeff. I'm going to name my child Alizé.
Well, Alizé. Alizé means something, though.
Yeah, but it's a drink.
Yeah, hypnotic. There's hypnotic. There's Cavassiers. There's all these other things that these people think are. They're not. Listen, you can't just name your kid anything. If you do, he's going to act like anything that comes around.
I am going to name my child Youngstown State. Youngstown. Yeah. Hold on, guys. I got to find out. 831, your mic is on.
Hi, Tracy. You're feeling better.
I feel much better. Hi, Bonnie.
Good. This is a true story. My grandson came home. The guys were going to plan on picking a fight with someone else. You know how boys get into their spring fever thing. And he said, I can't pick a fight. He told the other kid, he goes, because my mom will kill me. And that was exactly what he said. He goes, I'm more afraid of her. Tracy, you've met me. I'm not a threatening individual, but there's something about the repercussion. I think that's really, really a big secret. Like you're saying about your mom, you know, my mom and dad were the same way. And I didn't want to disappoint them.
You put it into your children at a young age. They don't know any better. In a loving way, but in a young age. And once they grow older, they'll respect you.
Absolutely.
It's a healthy relationship. There's no reason why you ought to try to be your kid's best friend and them end up in jail, in prison, or dead.
Well, you know, the other thing is that it's sad that the children in Warren, I was shocked too at the youngness of the young people in the vehicle. And then the Studentville football players, I and the young girl there, that's why, you know, we don't give children contracts for cell phones. And that's why we don't give them vehicles, you know, why we don't license vehicles to children under the age of a certain age. You know, there are some adults involved in this, and it breaks my heart that they're not. There was one father that I did hear on the radio say he was so responsible. and that he wanted this time to heal. It was time now that they were going to take to heal. And I really thought that was a wonderful thing to say, I mean, in all the ugliness of what they've brought out. But where are the contracts for these cell phones that have the internet and the cameras on them and the alcohol that these children had and the cars they were driving and the addresses that this took place in? Why?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. There is a lot. There's a lot of answers. There's a lot of questions.
That does not make sense to me. Why they were not investigated first before they dealt with these children in such an adult manner? They are learning
because they covered it up.
Exactly.
They covered it up initially,
and that had to be done by adults, Tracy. That had to be done by adults.
It was. It was. It was covered up. It was covered up, and if it had not been for Anonymous, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
Anonymous is a hacker, and
yes.
he actually put it out there and put it into mainstream and put it in people's faces. Mm. And if my understanding,
yes.
if it had not been for him, it would have never gone any further than it did. The problem that I have is in the order in which they've done things, and then them putting these children on a list, saying that they're going to be sex offenders and have to register for the rest of their lives.
I don't get that one. I just don't get that one. That does bother me.
I don't think that that's going to stand. The judge may impose that, but the law is pretty clear about how long you can be labeled a sex offender legally.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, let's
no,
look
it's
that
not.
Up.
Look that up. No, mm-hmm. it's not. Once you're in the state of Ohio, there's no limitations on how long you're labeled. You can have a GSI, which is a gross.
They're not sex offenders like that. No.
This is not even until 21.
Listen to me. Because somebody got drunk and got overzealous physically at a party situation is not a sex offending situation. A sex offender is a man that likes kids, likes girls.
You're missing the point.
Yeah.
In the state of Ohio, you can have a statutory rape between a 17 and an 18 and be charged with it, and it will be on the list for sex offenders. And
Tracy,
so when you look at the little...
There actually is a crime when you do photography, and it doesn't matter the age. And I don't know the name of it. I don't know the proper
name.
There's
no statute of limitations or anything for that.
It's to take a photograph, and that was what they were charged with, I remember from the paper, digital. It was called digital
penetration.
No. It was digital
penetration.
Distribution.
Digital distribution.
Distribution.
Okay.
Of a minor.
And so that's like different. It's, you know,
being a sex offender has absolutely nothing to do with the crime because they don't make it larger or smaller based upon the crime.
Okay, I'm trying
right.
to.
You can have a sexual imposition and you can still be labeled as a sex offender and have to register for the rest of your life.
It depends on your. Oh, but he shouldn't be.
He shouldn't be.
Yeah,
but that's not what's
happening. Yeah, because that's not what a sex offender is.
I agree.
A sex offender is somebody like a rapist.
No.
That repeats because he has a mental disposition toward committing this act.
Actually, you can. And the law is really, really, very, very expansive on that. You almost everything falls underneath that law, which is kind of sad because there are a lot of young people out there who've done some dumb stuff that should not be on the sex offenders list that have to be registered, even if they didn't do jail time. Hey, Matt.
Yes, Tracy.
Did Jeff behave yesterday?
I don't know. I was. I had to do other things yesterday.
Oh.
I know. It's horrible. I wasn't listening, but I'm trying to put together a little program in my own area so we don't have stories like the Steubenville case. So that's what I was busy doing yesterday.
Okay. Well, next time you have to check in.
But you know what? I know Jeff, and of course he behaved.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Tracy,
that's why you are the man.
I listened yesterday, and I heard the men. I heard
Tracy.
The men on the radio, Tracy.
They
I heard them. I'm going to give them a 7.
Oh, God.
Who's calling my name out? Who's
cut
that?
Off.
This Bill in Alabama.
Alabama.
I mean, from Alabama.
Were you here yesterday?
Well, No, I wasn't. But my thing is this: there's this particular girl that I know of that accused the guy of rape. He's locked up, right? She goes somewhere else. Another rape situation. Now these guys are up for a case. There needs to be a certain balance because this girl is a little loose, a little out there, and she got caught up in a situation. She was at a college, a university, and some stuff happened. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it kind of got with you guys. It basically got blown out of proportion. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she did, but I just don't too particularly feel like the law is fair in that regard with rape, because there's, like, a lot of people, a lot of guys. You know, and then you got a guy, he's 17 and 18, and she 16, or, I mean, 14. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, you got people, you mess people's lives up with that. Just like these tickets, you know, somebody, when I had those tickets, people used to say, oh, well, you're irresponsible. It's not that I was irresponsible. It's like I'm not working at the time, and I go down there, and they're talking to me about spending 6 months in jail for tickets. That's just not cool. You see what I'm saying? I'm not finna go sit in the jail
for you
six
guys.
Months.
I got a question for you on what you're talking about, and I want you to answer first. You know, we've had Delphine Baldwin case in here, who's a retired cop, police officer, and. You know, she was a part of the sex offenders unit, and she said, you know, no means no, no matter what span of course that you say no in.
Right.
Is there a point where women should just they ought to say no up front? Because
if you hear no, then no. But this particular. There are some situations where parents find out, and it gets into those situations where my baby isn't like that. Is that, did he do it? Did he force you? And if she says no, is she her parents? Or yes, he did, and that's it. I mean, there was a movie where a guy got put in that situation. I forget what movie it happened. Like in a situation, like we'll say the guy's black and his parents, she's white. It's one of those situations. That happens. It does happen, and I feel like
it happens
people,
a lot.
Yeah, so I think we need to have some sort of way of testing or lie detect something, because it's just, you really mess somebody's life up. When you go in jail for rape, we all know you're not going to have a good, you know, time at all. So, you know, and I just feel like the legal system for women is just geared towards, just like with all types of other laws they have for women. It's just, all you have to do is say anything, and it's just going to all go, the guy's life is over.
I don't think
that's fair.
I think there needs to be a due diligence that's a little bit more credible than what they've done in the past. I do.
Yeah.
Bonnie, I do, because there's a lot of people that have called, you know, yell fire. There are a lot of people that are doing time for stuff that they didn't do because somebody got caught and didn't want to fess up to them being in position that they didn't want to be caught in. And they yelled rape afterwards. Would you say, Matt?
That was that's something that happened to me. I was accused of rape by a girl that I was seeing, and not to my knowledge, I didn't know that she was cheating on her boyfriend with me for about a month. And when she got caught on the phone with me, she accused me of rape. And that was her story to get out of that. And if she wanted to take that further, it would have been a very difficult position for me. And unfortunately, my parents were around when that word came flying out. And I'll tell you, even though it's my parents and they believe me, there's still that thing in the back of their head that when somebody's accused of rape, you know, they're like, well, maybe something did happen, you know. And I think Alabama is absolutely correct. You can't just yell the word rape and it be like fire and people go flying out of a movie theater. It really needs to be something that needs to be taken more seriously.
It sure does.
There needs to be repercussions going the other way if things are found out to be disputed.
Yeah, because once that gets set on somebody, they are...
That's a life sentence.
They had a guy in California that had a real, like, I'm talking about, he was a top 50 recruit, like major recruit for football for colleges. And a girl accused him. This guy did 3 years in prison for rape. And he got out and taped her talking about who he didn't rape, you know, basically take her talking about his innocence, the girl that said he did it. This guy's about 24, 25. You know, he missed his college window. Well, he still could go, but I'm just saying.
That's a window gone.
That's not right. And plus the fact you took 3 years of this guy, the type of experiences that you have to face in prison just from my friend is a corrections officer. It's not pretty, for especially if you're a rapist or something. No, that girl needs to get 30. They need to have harsh penalties for people accusing somebody of rape and sending somebody to jail. That's just not cool.
And not only that, there needs to be a balance in a lot of things that we do, even with domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one, because you know folks crying that he hit me, and when you call 999 now, somebody's going to jail.
Right.
And that stuff, and people play because they're mad and they play on the emotions, whether it be male or female.
That's one of my biggest fears. You single, you date a woman. She said, I had a girl put her hands on me and I grabbed her to stop her because she was just a wild animal. No, I didn't hurt her. I just grabbed her to hold her, right? To let her go. She grabs a broom, throws it at me. And then I go, she leaves, calls her family. They call in my phone, like out of, and they crying to me that I hurt her. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. Like,
that's dangerous.
I'm telling you, the girl's about 140 pounds. I really want to hurt her. I could have really hurt her. I'm like,
dangerous.
But then her brother, her brother called and I told him the whole story. He just believed me. I don't know. I guess he knows his sister or something.
I know his sister, yeah.
Yeah, so I said, wow. And that's it. That was the last time.
That's some dangerous stuff. And we need, you're right. But we need to teach our young people restraint.
She got cousins that were talking about coming over. This was about to get really ugly. Like, they come into the house. Somebody was going to get hurt because they weren't going to hurt me. I was definitely going to defend myself. You see what I'm saying?
But we need
to
teach restraint.
Over her being insecure about my phone. I had my phone on violent.
We've got to teach people restraint. You know, no means no, but restraint means you don't tease. Restraint means you don't jump in people's face. Restraint means you don't get drunk to where you lose where you can make consent. And when you see somebody who is inebriated, you don't go for the cookies. But we need to teach that. And that's not being taught.
Uh-uh.
We are such an amoral society because right now we tell you if it feels good, just do it. If you want it, just take it. I'm entitled to whatever I want, whenever I want it, however I want it.
Well, that's
and there's no limit to what I want.
And once again, we've taken all restraint out of the public.
And we don't teach. And if you don't learn self-control, then you have nothing.
Yeah.
And we're not teaching our young people that.
These girls aren't taught not to call the police, though. They call the police, and the police, a lot of times they'll show up.
Hold on.
You don't want to jump on you.
But that's government. Remember, every time you call the police, I'm calling the government in my home. Hold on. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Well, isn't there something about in the Constitution, and I want to say it was Thomas Jefferson, and they didn't deal with the problems in the same way we do today. And I'm sure that occurred, in that day.
But you got to realize, Bonnie, women had no rights.
And they said, you're right, and they said, I think his thing was, if the world was ruled by angels or something like that, if the world was run by angels, we would have no room for government.
That's not the Constitution. That may be a quote of
it. It was a quote. It was a quote when they were writing it in the books where when they were discovering what they were going to write.
I don't know about that.
And I think it was Thomas Jefferson. But it was like if the angels were, and that's what's wrong. There's no accountability for anyone's behavior anymore.
What was wrong was men. That was what's wrong. Because when they had the ability to do what was right, men didn't do what was right, and they used women as property.
And
now women have gone too far.
Right.
Because remember, when they wrote it, women were not a part of the Constitution either.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to give responsibility, men and African Americans. As a matter of fact, African Americans had more rights than women did.
Right.
And when you go back 40 years, women couldn't even get credit without a man signing.
You know, it makes me think of something. Years ago, I went for a sterilization procedure. And I could not have that procedure done without my husband signing the paperwork.
And that's what I mean. We've gone too far.
And we
We've gone too far. Now your children can go out and get sterilized without getting parents' consent.
And you know, that's
wait. So are you saying that's a good thing that she? I think that's good if she's married.
Wait a minute.
We're talking about a time not in today's time. We're talking about a time when the birth control was not handed out like, you know, lifesavers.
Yeah,
you in today's society.
Without your husband's permission.
Exactly. You know, today, in today's society, the young men today, or men today, it's hard to picture a time when women did not. There were doctors who were killed for giving women ideas on the calendar method system for birth control. Who were ran out of town. And that was, you know, I'm an older person, Alabama, so I'm talking about a time when women really didn't have the right to say what they were going to do with their bodies.
Now we've gone too far. That's why you hear them talking about, I have the right to do what I want with my body. We've gone too far.
Exactly.
The opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some people have very dangerous childbirth, which my situation was, and I still could not make that choice to not die giving birth to another child rather than having a sterilization procedure. You see what
I'm
saying?
That's different. I just felt like if you just had the procedure because let's say you just didn't want any more children and your kid, your husband, because I feel like a lot of times women get all the rules, everything can go their way, but the men has no say so. It's just whatever she feels like she's in control, but he's on the hook for 18 years. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be both ways.
But see, but remember, now it's gone too far. Now you hear women talking about that women have no, men have no say over what I do with what I do, even though he's a contributor to it. And we can do this on another day and have this conversation.
Yeah, because
that's
time
a good
to go.
Conversation. It is. Hold on just a second. Somebody just called in. 234, your mic is on.
Hey, yeah, Trace just calling in. I just wanted to say to my buddy Jeff, hey, Jeff, remember, probably was back when me and you was coming up. We probably were in early stages of junior high school. Remember, I'm not going to say his name. Yeah, I just used. Which was KB, who was lived down in your area, down that way, down the hill down there, as we would say. Prison.
At Hillman?
Yeah, he was from Hillman. Yeah, exactly. And he was a little older than me and you, but he went to prison because he was messing with a girl up here from the hill, what we call up the hill up here. And they said it was rape.
And
it came out later on that it wasn't at all. The mother and the father, when they went to court, put this girl up to it because later on, the girl said that it was not rape. And here this guy that went to prison, man.
Yeah, and because he had other behavioral problems, but that wasn't that wasn't the deal, right?
Well, exactly. See, the thing is, if you put somebody in there for 6 months, you could take a normal guy that hasn't, once you've been in there, the type of person you have to be in prison, it changes. You got to be ready to take somebody out of this world if you're going to survive in prison. If you're going to do that for six, you can't come out and then expect that person to be, you see what I'm saying? You messed that person up.
You messed up that person's whole life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you go back and change? That no, I'm not that person.
Yeah, there you go.
You take my job, you take my life, you take my marriage, you take my girlfriend, you take my baby, all that. You take everything away.
Right?
Because whatever. Listen, I got to go. We're at the end of the day. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. Rick, I'll catch you on the other side. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I hope to see you back here on tomorrow. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah.
Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
Assault weapons could be shot down on Capitol Hill.
Senate Leader Harry Reid emerged from a closed-door meeting of Senate Democrats to say the proposed ban on assault weapons will get a Senate vote but will not be part of the gun violence package that will have leadership backing. California Democrats.